me the bagel.
I heard an incredible story about the Klosenberger Rebbe. Anyone ever heard of the Klosenberger Rebbe? All right. Klosenberger Rebbe actually has a community. He was nifter, I don't know how many years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago in Union, New Jersey. The Klosenberger Rebbe went through the inferno known as the Holocaust. He lost everything, his wife, children. He was a beacon of strength for everybody in the concentration camps. After the war, thank you, he came to the United States and started it with a small group of followers. These people who went through Gehenna on this earth. It was in the late 1940s, I don't know which year it was, and it was this week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo. The majority of Parshas Kisavo is about what? Anybody? The majority of Parshas Kisavo is what? Somebody heard Tochacha. What does Tochacha mean? Rebuke. Curses, horrendous things. At the time they heard them, it took belief that this will come to be. Unfortunately, we, the post-Holocaust generation, know that every single letter in the Tochacha came to pass. And those of you who lain, Gidon, where's Gidon? Who lain? Those who lain the entire parsha know that the minhag, the custom in Am Yisrael, is to read the Tochacha in a very hushed tone. The chazan, the Baal Kore, usually rushes through it. The poor guy, the Baal Kore, gets the aliyah. And we sort of like rush through it. We don't interrupt with any aliyahs. As if to say, like, if we read it quietly, then it won't happen to us. But in the late 1940s, in the Klosenberger Beis HaMedrash, small group of Hasidim, the Baal Kore got up to read the Tochacha and read it in a hushed tone. And the Rebbe standing there, saintly man, he says, Hecha, which means louder. So the Baal Kore thinking, all right, it was too low. You know, sometimes it's too low. I can't hear the Baal Kore sometimes. So he raises it a notch. And then the Rebbe a few seconds later says, No Hecha. Even higher, raises another octave or two. And by the third time when this transpired, the Baal Kore was almost shouting the Tochacha at the top of his lungs. The poor Baal Kore goes over to the Klosenberger Rebbe, says, Rebbe, you know, I don't have to tell you that the minhag in Klai Yisrael is to read this in a hushed tone. Why did you want me to read it so loud? So the Rebbe responded that people have a minhag of reading it quietly when they're afraid about what's going to transpire. Oh my gosh, God forbid. Mothers are going to eat their children. I can't read this. And they're afraid of what's going to happen to them if the Tochacha happens. He says, we, Nebuch, we unfortunately live through everything written in Kisavo. And we're here today still in Shul Lane in Kisovo. Read it loud, very loud, louder than the rest of the Torah, because it's a badge of honor for us to go through, having gone through the Holocaust and seeing every horror beyond description. And we're still here and we're religious. That was the Holy Klosenberger Rebbe. We're reading Kisovo tomorrow, and we do it in hushed tones. The Gemara says Ezra enacted that we read it before Rosh Hashanah as a remez that Tich L'Shana Klosel, let the year end with its curses. Let's get rid of it. But I want to discuss the following dilemma that people have, including myself. I'm talking to myself, you could listen. Well, we can change away from a Yom HaDin. Anyone ever go to court for anything? All right, so you don't know what it is, Baruch Hashem. When you get your driver's license, you'll know what it is. Hopefully not. I remember back in 1995 when I moved to Lakewood, and it was December 31st, I remember clearly, and those who know where the co-op is on Main Street, I went in from one street and went out the other street. Problem was, the other street wasn't a wide street, and I didn't know which way to go. It was late at night, I'm looking, but there were no cars on the street. I didn't realize, because it was New Year's, no cars on the street, everyone was out. I said, which way is this street? So I turned right. Lo and behold, it's December 31st. There's a policeman there. He's got to fill this quota. Boom. Got a ticket. You're going up a one-way street. I was going the other way. I said, you think I'm crazy? You think I want to go up a one-way street? He said, listen, mister, you went up a one-way street. I said, but there's no sign there. Got a ticket. So what did I do? What would you do?
Pay the ticket.
Pay the ticket, right? I'm from the Bronx. You don't pay anything. You fight. So I ran right away. We didn't have the phones like then, and I got a camera. I took pictures of the whole area and showed that there's no sign that says it's one way. Brought it to court, came before the judge. The guy says, there's no sign that it's one way. Put up a sign. He threw out the ticket. And that one-way sign, when you come out of the co-op, is my one-way sign. But I got ready. Why did I get ready? But the tendency of myself is it's only a weekend change away, and we tend not to really look at it. We run through the klolos. We sort of like, yes, lichas, like, you know, get it done with early and as fast as possible. And what is it about us that makes us stick our head in the sand and not face reality? This is a serious Yom HaDin. I look back at this past year at the highlights. My son got married. My daughter had twins. And the son who got married celebrated with a bris last Shabbos while I wasn't there on the weekend. Amazing stuff. And on the other hand, my father fell and he was hospitalized. I was with him in rehab for 3.5 months, starting from Pesach till almost September. There's a lot riding. And you, everyone knows in their families, we have someone in school who's going through trying times. It's big stuff on the line. I don't think it's a lack of emunah that we're lacking. I think we believe that we're going to be judged. So how can we go in with such calmness into the Yom HaDin? How do we do that? What is that about myself that I could just stand there and prepare more for a moving violation? A lousy moving violation. What? I've gotten a couple of points and insurance would go up. I mean, big deal. So I heard a Varth. It was so astounding that I had to listen to it 3 times to believe it, that the person said it. If you know Yiddish, you can listen to it on YouTube. You could YouTube the Tolna Rebbe from Israel. And the first Avera in history that we know of, right, the first Avera in history was the Avera of Adam HaRishon and Chava. And he says as follows. God caused him. Vayikra Hashem Elokim el Adam vayomer lo ayeka. Where are you? As a way of introduction, Rashi says, vayomer. Adam says, Eskolcha shamati bagon. I heard your voice in the gun. Vayira, and I was frightened, ki erom anochi, because I was naked. Vayechavei, and I hid myself. And God responds, Mi yigid lecha kerom ato? Who told you you're naked? Hamina eitz asher tzivisicha levoti achol mimenu acholta? Did you eat from that eitz hadas I told you not to? You obviously did something, because up until now you were not embarrassed. Little kids are not embarrassed that they're naked. Why? Because they're sin free. There's no taiva. How did you get to this taiva? That is the simple pshan, the pasuk. The Tolna Rebbe said the following. An amazing pshat that I think, if you take this to heart, it could change your Rosh Hashanah. He said as follows. Kodesh Baruch Hu really commanded Adam HaRishon, he brings a medrash, not to eat from the fruit, but also the bark of the Eitz Hadas. We mentioned this in Chumash, had a good taste to it. God told him in the beginning, don't eat the fruit and don't eat the bark. So God says to him as follows. This is how he reads the pasuk, the Chasam Sofer Pidrush. He says, Adam HaRishon, I was frightened because I'm naked. Naked meaning I'm naked of all mitzvahs. I'm horrendous. Look what became of me. Vayomer, and God said to me, Yigid lecha ki arom ato. Who told you you're totally naked? You're totally stripped down of any mitzvahs, of anything of value? Hamino eitz asher tzivisicha levoti achol mimeno achalta? So you ate the fruit. You ate the fruit. The fruit's enticing. The bark, you didn't eat. You clearly didn't do it lahachis. Lahachis means to anger God. If somebody eats a cockroach, he's clearly on purpose. You didn't eat the bark. You fell into the taiva. So why are you deprecating yourself? Why are you putting yourself down and saying you're totally stripped of any zechusim? You have zechusim. You didn't eat from the bark. You fell into your taiva. That's not so terrible. Hashem is defending Adam HaRishon. You deserve to be punished. But you don't deserve to put yourself down on the lowest level and stripping yourself of every zechus. That's what naked means. When I heard this vort, I said to myself, wow, that's a vort maybe we have to look into. We have to look into the fact that maybe we're not as terrible as we are. Listen, I got to lose some weight. But it's within reason. It's within reason, you know? But somebody who has to lose 150 pounds says to himself, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And that's what we do to ourselves. We say to ourselves, we're morbidly obese in Averus. And it's like, it's just, we're Aram. We turn ourselves into naked people. We put down whatever we do. A case in point. I'll ask you guys. Sunday, you put on stuff. A lot of guys do. Some guys have struggled with it. And say, why wouldn't you put on tefillin? Well, I think after the davening, you know, in a davening, it feels funny just putting on the tefillin. So, in other words, you paskin on yourself that you're a no good Nick, as they used to say. You're not a good enough guy to put on tefillin because you didn't daven. Aren't you guilty of what Adam HaRishon did? Ki erom anochi. Adam HaRishon said he's naked. You're not naked. You didn't go to minyan, all right? You didn't daven. So therefore, lose out on what? On the easy mitzvah tefillin? Does that make sense? Case in point, a few years ago, we had a reunion before Israel. We had a big get together. And I went over to one of the Kohanim, I said, where I come from, instead of saying to a guy, to eat bread, very common expression is to say, anyone know?
Did you wash?
So, it was the end of August. I haven't been in school in a few months, so I'm not hopping the culture. So I said, Cohen, did you wash? He says, no, I didn't wash. Then I realized, ask it again. I said, did you eat bread? He says, sure, I ate bread. I said, great, bench. Lead us in bench. Lead us in bench. He looked at me. I should lead you in bench. I know. What does one thing have to do with the other? If you lost money in the stock market, so throw it all out. If you lost a couple of dollars, so throw it all out. We have a tendency sometimes to throw it all out. We don't believe in ourselves. Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen used to say that after belief in God comes belief in oneself. Yeah? After belief in God, you have to believe in yourselves. Because if you don't believe in yourselves, then who am I? A Skid Row bum? In ruchnius, in spirituality, so therefore what's the point? What do my actions matter in the scheme and the scope of the entire universe? That's our tendency. So we bury ourselves. There are people I know who do not go on a scale. As if you don't go on a scale, you're not overweight. They don't want to face that needle. They don't want to see it. We very often do that to ourselves. Forget it. We're so loaded down. And yet, if you go around school and you see what's happening now, that guys are beginning. I was talking to the class before and I realized that it's an important point. Averus are joyous. It's naturally joyous. It's very easy. But mitzvahs are not like, oh, bouncing. I'm just ready to, get on those tefillin and daven and, learn. So, if anyone did an arm wrestle, you got the Yetzirah over here, right? And the Yetzer Tov over here, like struggling to fight a fight that seems hopeless because he's got rippled muscles, he's got the Taiv on his side. What does the Yetzer Tov have on his side? As a matter of fact, if you look at the Tochacha in this week's Parsha, it says that these Averus happened because you didn't worship God with joy. Excuse me? A Holocaust because we didn't bounce by tefillin? Says the Alt of Kel, no. You didn't keep tons of mitzvahs. But the root cause of everything was what? Without joy. I can't learn this long because God told me to. I just can't do it. And God would never expect us to do things that are joyless. I couldn't keep it up. God wouldn't expect us to do things that are impossible. We know that from last week's parsha with Yifastor. If it's impossible, God says, go ahead, do it. Now, due to constraint of time, I'll end here with the following verse. Klal Yisrael is called Yisrael because why? Anyone remember the story? Why we're called Yisrael? Where's the name come from?
Yaakov.
What happened? He battled with the Malki Sarisa, Imelo Kim, or whatever, with an angel. Vatuchol. What does Vatuchol mean? And you were able, you won. So, let me ask you a question. Why call him Yisrael? I would call him Tuchli or something. He won. The Teretz is, Rabbi is saying, this is the yesod of everything. Jews are about Kisarisa, the battle. That's what it's all about. Kisarisa Melokim. Am Yisrael is judged by the battle that we wage. If you give up and lie dead, then it's done. But if you battle, and I understand the theme was, if you battle, then you can get up. Doesn't matter how many times you fall. Klal Yisrael is about Sarisa. Did you do battle? And if you do battle, so let's pick our heads up. Look at ourselves in the mirror. We're not tzaddikim. You can be honest. Tell yourself, you're overweight. We're loaded down. But be honest that you have a lot of good things. Some guys are being very... Hundreds of dollars came in for Tzedakah. Guys are being more careful about watching inappropriate things on the internet. Guys are wearing tzitzis. Guys are making brachas. We have to be honest about our good things and believe in ourselves. Rav Huttner used to say, because it's not so common, but not believing on ourselves is a very common problem. Mitzvah Shem. It comes from Matzoy Menucha when we start Slichas. Let's face the reality. Face our good parts and our bad parts, and we'll have a good Yom HaDin. Thank you.